What is up, guys? Welcome back to Season 13, Episode 3 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We are talking the aftermath of Paris and a scary situation for Kendall. Do you think they need more security? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Work. Vogue.
I just love the new song for the new season.
I know.
It's season 13. Let it be. Let it happen. Let it thrive.
I love it. Well, hello and welcome back to Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show here on AfterBuzz TV. And as you may notice, Justine and Howard could not make it tonight, but we have some awesome fill-ins. So Rachel and I worked together on Revenge Body. How are you?
Great. It's great to be back with Dakota, of course. And so I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard.
All right.
Hey, my name is Mina Wahab. You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
Ooh, I like that.
Hey guys, my name is TK Trinidad. I appreciate all your comments. They were awesome. Keep them coming. I am also doing the live chat, and you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. So let's go ahead and get into this, guys. This was a crazy episode.
Yeah.
I love the vulnerability. I love that they've kind of opened this window and we can kind of finally see what's going on in the aftermath of Paris, how Kim's doing, and they're showing some very real moments where, you know what, she's not fully okay yet and it's going to take time.
Yeah, still to this day, like currently, she's still recovering. And I mean, I would be too. She has PTSD. Like that's a lot. That's a lot. And as you could tell from this episode, we could tell by her vulnerability that she's still recovering and... I know. What do y'all think?
Yeah, I don't know. It's really scary. It's crazy. When this first happened, over 5 months ago, I thought it was a publicity stunt at first, and I'm a huge Kardashian fan, so I was a little skeptical, and then I realized, wait, no, this is insane. Like, I can't believe this is happening. And just seeing, you know, the behind the scenes now and how they're talking about it on the show, it's really crazy.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how we see the behind the scenes of it and then how people still are attacking her after the show. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I think what people just don't realize is that she's human.
Exactly.
And they're taking that human part out of it, which is really sad. But I've actually, because of this particular episode, I have even more respect for her beyond the business side of things.
Right.
Just such a strong person. Because she could have went the whole other direction. She has more than enough money to pretty much shut it all down. And she chooses to, one, let us see it. Mm-hmm. And then, two, on top of that, just, you know, live her truth and be strong about
it. Yeah, and she totally doesn't have to. It's not her responsibility to inform the public what happened. That's more of a legal issue. That's not something she has to broadcast to the entire world. So, yeah, it definitely is awesome that she's doing that.
Yeah, it took her a long time, but she's finally... you know, come out and talk to us about this, which I appreciate. And, you know, she's back on social media. It was really hard. I was like, where is she?
Yeah, we missed the social media queen, and
I know,
she's finally back.
Like, I understood why. Like, I get it. It was a rough thing. And the fact that people dehumanize her and think, oh, well, you know, that one person even tweeted, like, I hope that they should have just gone the full hog and, like, I was like, that is so... screwed up, and the
heartless
fact that people, can even say something
like that. I mean, it's
like
because
that.
We see a lot of the times, at least, we see celebrities as commodities. I mean, what can they do for us? Like, it's almost like a machine just pumping out work after work after work. But they are human, people forget that. Even, like, the whole fascination with celebrities, sometimes I think to myself, like, would I get starstruck by a certain person, and why, if they're just another human who does this for a living? They're part of the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just weird to think about in general.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Since it did take her a long time, I think the way she did come out with her side of the story was very awesome. I think she did it to the best of her ability, doing it on the show, and letting her whole side of the story out, just in her point of view, and how they edit it to make it look where she is vulnerable and that she was very scared and that it was real. It actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people attacked her for saying it was just a publicity stunt, as
like
you said.
Like Howard Stern.
Yeah,
saying
so like, oh, that was fake.
I
like,
totally
you're just want the
that.
Attention. And it's like, no, honey. Kim is being very honest and open about this and that it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that I couldn't imagine.
I know.
What do you guys think about the Halloween costume that they came out with?
That was awful.
I hated that.
Well, it's nothing new. I mean...
they always do stuff like
that.
Whatever the fad is or the news story of the day, they always make a costume out of it.
I mean, taking...
they did it with Martha Stewart.
Oh, yeah, Martha Stewart.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, I thought.
I mean,
it's one thing... The Martha Stewart one.
Martha, like... obviously did something wrong. And, yeah. and the fact that, you know, I mean, sure, it's kind of bad and, like, stupid and immature for people to make costumes about celebrities going through hard times. Mm-hmm. But the one for Kim, it's like she literally had her life threatened. The fact you would make a costume over that is nothing new, of course, like you said, but it's ridiculous and awful. What really made me sad was the fact that 5 hours after the robbery, some official police officer, investigator, or someone was in the apartment taking video footage of Kim, and people were saying, like, oh, well, she's on her phone. She said her phone was stolen. Okay, well, you know, the wrists were not hurt by the twisty ties or whatever. Oh, or not twisty ties. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. And, and the fact that that even was a thing, it's like, wow. Do your job. Like, why are you taking video footage?
Are you surprised, though?
They made $50,000 off that video.
$50,000. Yeah. That video was worth $50,000.
I wonder if he got, I mean, caught, I'm sure.
Yes. They couldn't trace it, I don't think, could they?
Well, even if he got caught, doesn't mean he has to give the money back.
That's true.
So I just think this is a testament to society where we've come. Like, for instance, normalize it. Somebody's getting beat up in the street, and everybody pulls out their cameras, pulls up their phones.
Yeah.
So it's really a testament to where we are at this point. Because if this happened to any other celebrity 10, 15, 20 years ago, there would have been much more sympathy for that celebrity,
right?
Opposed to, oh well, they're on TV way too much, so they deserve it, and they don't, you know. So it's just it's a sad thing, but it's also a realization that we have to come back to the human.
I know,
and we've been seeing this a lot, actually, like a lot of robberies taking place. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little insane, and people are saying it's because people keep posting on Instagram and social media all of their wealth, like their rings, their jewelry, their bling, as I point to,
Don't advertise your jewelry.
These are not diamonds. No. This is nothing special. But it's a little crazy. That's why she was telling Rob, like, keep things on the down low. Mm-hmm. You don't have to broadcast everything. Just be safe.
And I love how he was like, we don't do that anyway.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Well, I mean, Black China does. But even on, like, just the regular, no, if you're going on vacation and you're posting that you're going on vacation, even if you have 200 followers or 1,000 followers, they still know you're on vacation.
They can burglarize your house easily.
I try not to even, like, I told you guys last week there was, like, one instance where it was a scary situation with me, and I try not to post anything until I've left, just because people are crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, like, it just takes one weirdo, you know?
Yeah.
And so I try to post things after I've already left. And, like, vacations, I don't even post any vacation photos until I'm already back.
Right.
So people, and I'm always like, oh, I had such a fun time. So hashtag people don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that way people don't think, oh, okay, like, he's gone from the house, and I could go to his house and steal something.
Right.
So
Kylie Jenner learned to do that, too, because remember one of the previous episodes, she's like, I'm never going to post where I am on Snapchat. It's really scary. So she learned, you know, I'm just going to put it in airplane mode and then do it on Snapchat.
Right. Smart.
So,
very smart.
Definitely. You have to.
I do want to go in and say the whole thing where Kim basically thinks that her father was trying to warn her with the BlackBerry. She's had this BlackBerry. It goes off right before she was getting robbed. Mm-hmm. And she thinks that it was a warning from her dad because Tyler Henry, the medium, had said in an unreleased thing that will come out on Tyler Henry, the medium, in a month or two, told Kylie and I think it was Chloe the fact that the dad speaks in warnings, warning signals. Right. So that was interesting. I'm really excited to see the episode of The Medium, and I want to know more about that. But the fact that if this is true and that this is her father trying to warn her in a sense, like, that's really special that her father's still around and able to communicate with her.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
He comes back as, like, I think a bird or a certain animal.
They mentioned that.
I can't remember what it was, but I always thought that was very interesting.
And they correlate it to where it was actually the anniversary of their father's death.
It was,
around the same time as
I think
the
it was
robbery.
The funeral, they said.
Mm-hmm. Not the funeral.
So it's just crazy how all the timing works in that aspect. And I just love how she still has a BlackBerry.
Ten years.
Yeah, it's like she was like OG BlackBerry, and like she made BlackBerries cool, still makes them cool. Right. I mean, look at her. She has both the BlackBerry and the iPhone, just like, go
Well, BlackBerry's on a whole, well, they just discontinued about 2 years ago.
Wow.
But BlackBerry's on a whole, they're more secure. So she most likely has a BlackBerry and an iPhone. So she does the iPhone with her social media,
Snapchats,
but all her emails and stuff, so she doesn't get hacked to BlackBerry.
You know what's funny, though, is if you bought her book Selfish, she actually posted some photos. There was like two nude shots that she had sent Kanye, and somehow they got compromised from her BlackBerry. And she said that's really weird because BlackBerries are not supposed to be able to be hacked. Mm-hmm. But somehow someone got these two nude photos that were on her phone that she'd taken for Kanye.
Yeah.
So she was like, well, they're already out there. I might as well put them in my book.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because it has that like little bit of a
grainy
pixelated
BlackBerry. Yeah, the quality is not that great. But like, I mean, even the former President Obama was using a BlackBerry up until they discontinued.
Wow.
So it's a CIA. I have a friend who's FBI. They had to just got rid of all their BlackBerries.
Yeah.
No way.
And now going back to Tyler the Medium, do you think that, you know, Tyler the Medium, as we both all know, it's an E! Show. Do you think they purposely put him in as a promo, or do y'all really think they truly feel that way?
And that I think that they truly feel that way. I mean, they didn't really say, oh, on Tyler Henry the Medium, an unaired episode. You know, they kind of just briefly mentioned it, kind of threw it away, like, oh, remember Tyler? And I don't even think they said the Medium. They just said, remember Tyler was saying, or Tyler Henry.
Very true.
Kind of put two together. So I don't know. I think that he was genuine when he told her that. I don't think, I know what you're thinking, though, and there is a lot of
promo in that. You never really
there's a lot
know.
Of promos that go on with E, but I think this one wasn't. It was just something like
maybe a subtle promo for people who are already fans of both to try to get the overlapping fans to remember to tune in to Tyler Henry. I don't know.
That's true.
I still can't figure out. I asked TK this. I was like, is that show overly produced? Do you think that there is such thing as being a medium and being able to like see these things? I don't know, it's just so interesting.
I like to believe it.
I like to also, but it's just, it's so unsettling.
I know. I was a doubter at first. I did read his book, and I did think, wow, like, this is a little bit more intricate and involved, and I have more of an open mind to it now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I do want to go back to, obviously, Kim was very strong. We see sometimes Chris and everyone else was kind of having meltdowns more than her, but we did see that real moment where, you know, we couldn't see Kim, but she was in her bathroom crying. Chloe was comforting her, and that was one of the rare moments in this show where they broke the fourth wall and Chloe was like, hey, can we not film this? Can we turn the cameras off right now?
Mm-hmm.
And I did like to see that real moment because, sure, they're doing this show and, you know, of course they want that intimate, raw thing where they're sitting down talking about this. But at a certain point, the cameras do have to turn off. And, you know, I like that they respected that. And Chloe was like, you know, I really need you to leave right now. I thought that was beautiful of Chloe to kind of be like, okay, this could be really good for ratings, but I'm going to set it aside for now. I've never seen that happen.
I've never seen a Kardashian, Jenner, Disick ever say, like, please pause the camera. I mean, I bet they have.
They've had some pretty intense moments that I haven't seen that air.
Exactly. You've never seen it air. You never see it edited to where they ask, please stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I really did like that.
And it was like they were already, whoever was doing the camera was already kind of anticipating it, because you notice we just saw part of Chloe. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, too, the thing with Kim, if she were to not be as strong and essentially break down all the time, that would throw the whole family off. I think she feels obviously Chris feels like she's responsible for her whole family, but I think Kim feels very responsible to almost keep that strong, strong mentality, because if she were to be crying every day, Chris would be all over the place, and everybody else, too. So I think she's trying to hold it together for her family.
Definitely. And that whole story with when Kim was saying that Kanye came up the wrong set of stairs than what he usually does. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, he has a concert where everyone's yelling and screaming at him, so he couldn't hear that well. And Kim was like, hey, hello, hello. And she just thought, oh, my gosh, like, this is happening.
Yeah, deja vu or, like, some kind of, like, exactly she thought. And you think the worst,
right?
Of course.
I mean, of course, you know, at first you want to think, okay, it could be Kanye. So, okay, hey, are you there? Are you there? But when someone doesn't answer, that is scary.
That's a terrible trigger.
I think that she needs to do. It's great that you have security, but I think what might be helpful on top of, you know, seeing a psychiatrist is, you know, putting the power back in your hand, or at least feeling like you have that option, like either going to classes or even learning how to shoot a gun. That doesn't mean you have to have a gun in the house, but at least you have that power. That's like, okay, this situation helps. If this situation happens again, which hopefully it doesn't, then, you know, I'm more prepared.
Yeah.
I wonder if Kim is pro or anti-gun, because we know that Kris Jenner is anti-guns because of that one episode.
And Caitlyn is pro.
Yeah.
And Kim actually came out with Kendall and I think Kylie. They all sat down with, like, victims of families that had been killed from guns, like shooters. And she did say she was against it. Right. So I feel like she definitely wouldn't want to have it in her hand and have to go through that. But I agree with you. I mean, she needs to learn some more self-defense.
Yeah, but just because you don't have it in your house doesn't mean... I think that initial... Because I go to the range all the time.
You do.
And the initial thought process or the initial moment, you kind of get caught with a recoil. But once you get to know, it's very technical. Mm-hmm. So say that person does come into your house with a gun, and at least, you know, if something happens or a scuffle happens, then you know how to use it.
Right.
Because, you know, you're in a very vulnerable situation.
Definitely. I mean, even Kim, she agrees to finally sit down and meet with a therapist, which I thought was very smart of her, mm-hmm. because she is strong, but mm-hmm. if she suppresses these emotions, it's going to come back to bite her.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Right. She said she wants to be, like, completely, you know, her best for her kids and her husband.
Exactly.
Specifically.
And did you guys love how Kanye made that sweet compilation
yes.
video?
Yes,
compilation,
for her birthday.
I loved it. I love how so Chris Jenner tears up at pretty much everything.
I know.
I felt like I was about to tear up, because that was, it was sweet.
Whenever such a mom thing.
Whenever I see Robert Kardashian Sr. in anything, I'm always like, oh my god, like, that's really depressing, right. And I don't know, it was a sweet thing.
It was very sweet.
And I was actually there. I went to a Kanye concert. I went to the Life of Pablo tour, and I was there in October, and he actually debuted it at his concert, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, it was just gorgeous. This was, like, exactly a really weird time with the whole robbery, but it was her birthday around the same time, and it was just really cool that he is so family-oriented. Kanye West is, you know, as crazy as people may think he is, he's very family-oriented.
Which I've come to realize myself, because I'm kind of one of those people with him, like, I don't think he's a god, and it's just kind of like the whole ego thing is a lot for
not
me.
Not god, just easy.
I just think the whole ego thing is a lot for me. But I do admire him for, he loves his kids.
He loves Kim.
He loves him. And all the things, the you know, amazing things that he does for her, and the little things like making a video. You know, a video is not going to cost anything to make unless he hired someone to help him.
Right.
And that is something where she could have whatever she wants. All of money could buy her anything. But he chose to make her a sweet video that was of some of her sweet favorite moments of her life, which I thought was amazing. And I love the surprise party. That was also very sentimental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love that they decided, let's not jump out and scare her.
Oh, yeah, my goodness. I was laughing. I was like, can you believe? Like, it never even crossed my mind.
Which it wouldn't cross mine
either. Yeah. And I was like, that's the worst thing ever.
Like, you're like, her have a heart attack for, like, with the surprise. Like,
it wouldn't cross my mind. I think it might have if you're in charge of putting everything together.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Then I'm like, oh, this is not, like, such a good idea.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, surprise? Oh, my gosh.
Everything, like, everything starts over, all over again.
So I love how they all stood outside. They were there, and I was kind of wondering, okay, is Kim going to have anxiety? But she rolls down the window. She's so
with her
happy.
Phone.
Yeah. Like, I know. Just enjoy the moment, just Kim. Just enjoy the moment.
No, but that's the thing. She wasn't on social media then, so I'm curious, why did she have her phone? Was
because
she just taking normal pictures? Yeah, exactly. Normal pictures, not Snapchat-worthy.
Right.
You know, she took about 6 months off of social media, so she's obviously just having those for her own.
And when she came back to social media, she had, like, so many millions of, like, views and interactions and engagement on her thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was only, like, 3 months or a little more than 3 months.
It was less than,
Or I guess it was, like, 6 months from the time it had happened.
And like I said with the whole they could buy anything that they want to, I love the fact that Kylie, her gift was so sentimental in the fact that she repurchased or whatever the saint necklace, because I know that meant a lot to her.
Gorgeous.
And you could see Kim almost broke down. She was so happy because something that she cherished so much that got stolen from her, and Kylie was very thoughtful to do that.
Yeah. Definitely. And speaking of Kylie, this was the first time. This was the first time in the whole season that we've seen Kylie.
Kylie, Rob, and Blac Chyna.
Yeah, and also Caitlyn. Caitlyn made an appearance
too.
Yes.
So we saw a lot of new faces in this episode, which I love it. Love it. Bring them all in.
Shout out to Caitlyn. He's like,
shout out to Caitlyn.
She's like, nobody's coming for me.
Yeah. No one's coming for me.
I was like, don't say that.
Don't.
Because when you think about it, I mean, maybe not now, because she has the mansion kind of up in the hills with so much security. But she, in the past, has known to be the most easily accessible in the sense where, you know, I drove by her old Malibu house, right up against the street. All you had to do was go up and knock on the door or bust it in.
I just saw her at the gas station like 2 or 3 days ago.
No way.
Like, so, I don't know. It's just, what do you think of, well, I'm sure Kendall's been calling her, like, dad.
Right.
But it just kind of threw me off a little bit, because I wonder what she feels, or she's just like, this is just people are referring to her
Kendall,
as her.
Caitlin told Kendall, you can still call me dad, even though, you know,
I mean,
her pronoun is now she.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I remember that part, but it's just like now it's a little bit, now she's a she, And, you know, everybody else is referring to her as she. So I wonder if that, like, almost throws her off a little, just a tiny bit.
I could see it. I could see it. Right. Wrapping up Kim's storyline, she was very happy to be safe and there for her kids. She said, if I got any birthday present I want, I just want security. And I was like, that is so funny for her to say, but makes sense. Like, when she has security, she has peace, knowing that she can be with her loved ones and just have an amazing time. But I do want to get into Kendall, because she had a scary situation happen before the robbery. She had a stalker break into the gate of her home. He was sitting there, you know, on the street, and then whenever she closed the gate, he was there. Such a scary interaction, and the fact that Kendall even felt bad for this person, which I admire her for that. I mean, mental health is an issue, and the fact that she could see past the crazy antics of this person coming for her, the fact that she wanted to, you know, be like, I feel bad for this person, I just wish that they could go to a mental hospital and figure things out. She originally didn't really want to testify against him.
Right, you know? And she said that when she saw him, he wasn't like a normal fan, that he was like crouched like this, sitting down, and that it wasn't a normal interaction at all, so that's why, you know, she felt so sorry for him, and she didn't know what to do. I love that about her. I think we saw a different side of her that's, you know, much more, it's very sweet, very empathetic.
Part of me wonders if he was a fan, or if he was just a guy sitting on the street and then saw an opportunity to do something, and maybe he was just knocking on the window asking for help, or he was mentally out of it. So I don't know if he was a fan or if he was just some guy on the street that happened to be at the not right place at the right time, but you know.
Caitlin and Kendall talked about that, and Kendall went into depth saying this wasn't a fan. It's not like he wanted my autograph, wanted a picture with me, asked me how I'm doing. He just was just there and very intimidating, and just wanted to like talk to her and interact with her. And he's like, she's like, no, I don't know you. Like, you can't do that.
Do you think celebrities should do in that situation? Do you think that they should cut the person a break or really press charges and have a restraining order?
Probably get a restraining order, which, you know, she went to court. She said it was very scary, or not scary, but she was so nervous to be there in front of this guy.
Shaking, anxiety.
Right. They did extend the
five more years.
So I do think that's probably best. Maybe doing a restraining order and then send them to a mental hospital. I don't know if jail would be the best place, just because I don't know if they cater to mental illness as well in jails or not.
But they don't rehabilitate you. The whole purpose, that's what's so bad, I feel like, is the whole purpose is you should be rehabilitated. You shouldn't just like go to jail and stay there and
rot away. You're a human being. I mean, obviously this was very wrong what he did, but even Kendall thinks, you know, this person needs to have a restraining order from me, but be able to, you know, even if it's years, staying in a mental hospital for years, getting that person's rehabilitating and getting on a fresh page and maybe going to be a good person after that. If after that they still display the same antics and they're not getting anywhere with the progress, then maybe throw them in jail. But I don't know. I did like how Kendall sympathized.
I don't know. I think it might have to be... you have to determine what mental disorder he has. And two, it would be dependent on if he's been arrested before, if he's had any 5150s, stuff like that. Because if it's just that one event, the likelihood of him going to a mental institute is not very high, unfortunately. Yeah. So
And I think it was really kind of funny how the reason why the 5-year restraining order came into effect was because Kim was on the phone with Kendall and said, oh yeah, here it's another 5 more years. And Kendall's like, how'd you know that? TMZ. Like, oh, I saw it on TMZ.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Is it true? Check my sources.
Oh my gosh. That's so true though. Yeah. I mean, it just happened in the fact that Kim was researching it and that TMZ, they know what they're talking about a lot of the time.
They have a lot of connections.
They do. Yeah. It's very crazy. Incredible. Yeah, they're very credible. And I totally agree. So someone wants to see Kendall. You know, there's this phone call. Hey, or, you know, he says, hey, look, someone's asking for Kendall. Obviously, we said no. They got security there. And Corey kind of steps up his game and is like, look, I want to help you, Chris. You're stressed out. Yes. You're all over the place. Like, let me help you. And, you know, he got on the phone, had some people sent there. And, you know, like with Kylie's thing, I like how he really does seem to love Chris and be there for her and try to help her because she's having a hard time and she's getting older and she's having to deal with all this stuff.
So you thought something else before this situation?
No, like the past, when we first saw him come in, I was a little skeptical. Yeah. But like within 2 or 3 episodes, I just saw how much love he poured into her, and he seems to love her to death. And I just love how genuine he is and how much he loves her, and you know, the fact that he's able to help out whenever he can and wants to create this more secure environment for them and says, hey, I want to secure your kids just as much as I want to secure you and, like, help you. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. I thought it's very selfless.
He's really stepping up as the stepfather figure. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened when Chris was on the phone with the LAPD saying, and the LAPD said to Chris, like, oh, no one's here, but there is someone who claims to be their stepdad. Mm-hmm. He goes, oh, yeah, that's Corey. Hearing that was like, wow. So he, you know, looking from the outside in, like, they view him as family.
Yeah.
The whole family views Corey as a part of the family. He is that father figure now.
And then on top of that, too, if he just said he was a friend of the family, he had been treated a little bit differently.
Yes.
Yeah. So saying stepdad definitely kind of makes it okay. He plays himself into that that situation.
True.
But definitely with Chris, as we saw, even when Kylie was contacting her and she wasn't even home, Chris was kind of going off the hinges.
She's like, I'm going to go there by myself. Yeah, right. Like, if no one's home, like, stay away from the house, because if there is some weirdo who literally smashed her window, stay away, Chris. Like, what are you going to do? Go up and be like, excuse me, can you not, please?
Right.
Why not call someone, though? Like, why go there? Why not just call someone other than Corey?
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean,
LAPD was on their way. The alarm was going off.
I think it's also a trust issue, too. Now, because of everything, you know, the possible inside job and all this other stuff. I think that's just they're closing in on ranks. Like I know one of the security detail for Chris, and they actually, you know, rechecked a lot of, you know, their backgrounds to make sure they're all legit. So I think it's just kind of when that situation happens or anything in anybody's life, you're kind of like reevaluate everything and just say, okay, what do I need? What do I don't need? And you know, trim the hedges.
Definitely agree. I love how Corey seemed to be on board with getting a team together for Kendall for her return to Paris for the Victoria's Secret fashion show, and just seeing him be like, I'm on it, like I'm interviewing the second guy, we're gonna get this formula together where no one's gonna be near her. And that would be scary to be Kendall and be like, I have to go back to Paris where this scary thing happened.
I think she needs more than two, but
and at this point I don't think they had found the guys yet, so the fact that she had to go back so and these soon. Guys were still on the loose, terrifying.
So soon. And it was, speaking more about security, Pascal was the main security guard for Kim. And I thought it was really interesting that they didn't talk about Pascal at all during this part. You know, this is the time where, like, in our scenario, looking at this time, that's when he got fired. Like, this is, and that's, I thought that would be relevant to talk about on this episode, but it seems like they're kind of, they didn't open up that can of worms.
He didn't get fired.
Yeah, they
let him go.
There were reports that they said they let him go, but then there's other reports that said he's still with them.
I think they've been photographed with
him. Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah. The reports after that were saying that he got fired, but recently he's been
fired. And wasn't there someone who was fired, but it just wasn't him, right? Yeah. There was one security who was let go.
Yeah, but it wasn't him. Because we talked about that last week, and just kind of, we thought that he got fired, and I kind of did some, according to E.T., I think it wasn't.
And he did do like a on-phone thing, which I was surprised, because Pascal never interacts with the show that much, because he's there for his job. He doesn't want to be on reality TV. But he did, we see that little clip, or hear that little clip of him from last week on the phone saying, I make sure that there's no one 10 feet from Kim at all times.
Right.
And so I think he is still with them. I think that he is probably being looked down upon a little bit, be like, make sure this guy's actually not doing it as an inside job.
Right.
So they probably, obviously, like you said, more background checks, reevaluating everyone because, I mean, you don't know who might have leaked information.
Right.
So I think it was smart, but at the same time, I think that he probably can be trusted and that he is a main reason why they have stayed safe for so long.
And the thing, too, is like, you didn't really have to leak too much information because that night, unfortunately, Kim was Snapchatting alone.
Right.
So, I mean, even hypothetically, he did leak information. She put it out there for us anyway.
And everyone knew because there were shots of Pascal with Courtney and Kendall.
Right.
So everyone could put two and two together.
Right.
Okay, Kim's alone. Mm-hmm. We have this short amount of time to do it because they're leaving tomorrow. Like, let's just get it done, which is as sick as it sounds. That's the reality of it.
Yeah, if you follow all the Kardashians or pretty much any celebrity now, fortunately, you can pretty much give a timeline where they are, where they're going, and stuff like that. Yep. So
it's very true.
It's scary.
Unless they're off the radar. So many celebrities don't even like Twitter. Not so many, but there's a handful for sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's that. But then, I don't know, you have people like Kevin Hart who does it responsibly.
Yeah.
Him and I follow The Rock and Kevin Hart all the time. But they both, you know, The Rock posts his videos he works out at 5 o'clock in the morning, but his videos come later on, a couple hours later.
Yeah.
So you can see that they're doing it responsibly. And yeah, as fans, you kind of want to see it in the moment, but, you know, you also want to stay safe. So
exactly.
It looks like, you know, it's a hard lesson to learn, but it looks like Kim has learned her lesson.
And speaking of Kevin Hart, he was actually on tonight's episode. Did y'all catch that? Yeah. Ellen. He was there with Ellen.
Yeah.
And then, so speaking of Ellen, Chloe was the first person to do press after the robbery. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that when it aired, and I was like, I was like waiting for her to say something. And she didn't say, and like, I was waiting for her to go into details about it. Right. Nothing.
Well,
and
her story to tell, too.
I know. Yeah. It wasn't. Right. But I was, like, hoping to get something at the time, because that's when everything was crazy. I wanted answers.
Right. I did love how Chloe did say, though, well, she's, to be honest, not very well right now. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they always do that thing where they're like, oh, everyone's great. Everyone's fine. But, no, I loved how they slowed her down and were like, you know what? Things are not good right now. Mm-hmm. Thanks for keeping us in your thoughts. But give us kind of some privacy as we work through this. And then Kim will tell in her own time. So I respected Chloe. So much for how she handled that.
I agree.
Any last thoughts before we get into some predictions?
No,
I really like this. I really like this episode. It really, I mean, obviously the people who are watching after 13 seasons are Kardashian fans. But I really hope that, you know, a lot of snippets leak to other places so people can actually see that they're human.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
have a wide variety of emotions beyond the, you know, stereotype Hollywood starlets that people put that
on them. I love that. Very well said.
And one thing I do want to talk about is the fashion, the lip ring. I don't know, like, I just, Kim's lip ring, she rocked it last episode, and now again this episode. I mean, she's definitely trying to make a fashion statement
I did not like it.
I really don't think it, I mean, I don't think it's she's wearing statement. It, but it's not real.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, it's not real. It's a clip-on.
Yeah.
I don't think she's, I think she just, it's fun. Like, I got a, like, that, those little bull horse rings. I got, like, a fake one, and it felt fun. I was like, all right, you wore it for a couple days, and then you...
Yeah.
Are you a fan of it? Or like on her?
It's different. I do actually, when she does it with the straight hair, like if she wasn't Kim Kardashian, like it's like, all right, that can work. You know, but then, you know, other kissing, all that stuff gets kind of
awkward. That would be weird. And like if it got caught or like someone bit it and pulled it, like
but if someone bit it.
But I mean, the look works. I mean, you often, like, just the dark hair with it, and, you know, she can almost play it up a little bit more. It's like she's kind of balancing, you know, chic with Lil on the edge side.
It was playful and fun.
I wasn't in love with it. I would like a nose piercing more on her, like a stud or something. I didn't like
that. Better she does it now than when she's 70.
I kind of liked it. I thought it was playful and fun.
You do like
it? It was like a clip-on, so, I mean, it's easily taken out. Mm-hmm. It's not something that's permanent where it's going to leave a weird hole in her lip.
Right.
I thought it was fun. Funny and cute, and I don't know. I think Kim does those things where she does it for a while, and then she's like, later she's on, she might be like, "That was kind of weird," but you know, she's just.
Why not? I do have to say the one weird, like, not style statement. I love when her hair is blonde, even though you think she can't pull it off. She pulls it off so nicely, even though her skin tone's like really olivey.
Yeah,
it looks so good on her.
I know. I was supposed to meet her when she had her blonde hair, and that week she changed it back to black, and I was like, "No, I wanted to do it with
blonde." Do you think she changed it black to black, or was that a wig? Because Kylie rocks lace front wreaths all the time.
You know what? The first time it was real. The second time when I was about to meet her, I think it was a wig.
Yeah.
But she kind of ditched it. And I was like, no, I wanted a photo with you in the blonde.
Meet the blonde.
But I really like the black short hair. You know when it's like shoulder length?
Yeah.
She has it like that.
You Kim? Like that?
I love it.
I love long hair.
I love
her.
That.
Oh, I know what you mean. Where she had like the wave.
And it's like kind of like, there's a lot of volume to it. Yeah. And it's super like kind of like, I don't know.
I love her. In a way. I love her with the short hair, but I think I love Chloe more with the long hair. I love Chloe's long hair.
Oh, Chloe? The blonde, for sure. Yeah. I love
Chloe does that so cute bob sometimes, but then when she really has those extensions in, I'm like...
Fierce!
I feel like it's going to be Chloe's year, because she had a really rough year last year, and I feel like, you know, she has revenge body now, like, things are becoming better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which leads us to predictions, because I have a prediction about her.
Yeah.
Let's do it!
Yes.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I got excited because what you said about this being her year leads us into predictions, because next week we get to see her and her Good American launch, which was incredible. I thought that was a big staple of her coming out and being like, okay, this is my year, you know, I'm going to go for this jean thing. Her jeans are amazing. So many celebrities love them. I know a lot of people really love them because it's a positive thing that shows everyone's beauty and everyone of all sizes can wear these jeans.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I think that is a definite big thing that's going to make her even more successful, because she's catering to everyone instead of just having that size zero or whatever.
It's all sizes, and she specifically says it's to empower women. Embrace your curves, and honey, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yes.
So, like, exactly, and like, I love that. I love it. She embraces her curves, and I do too.
I love it. I love that. And another thing with Chloe is I love that she obviously has revenge body. We loved that show.
Did it get picked up for a second season, or?
you know.
I'm almost positive because Will and I, like, we talk. Yeah. I see his Facebook post, and he's helping do a second season.
I don't know if they've officially announced it, but official. Like, Chloe has been seen at. I actually drove by, you know, that studio.
Milk? Was it Milk?
No, the other one. There's
Melrose?
The one that's about. Oh, crap. Siren. That's where they filmed all the promo stuff for the first season.
Yes.
I drove by Siren after an audition, and there's paparazzi outside. I'm like, this is weird. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and then I go on social media and see Chloe's secret photos where she's in a white background again, sitting down in a chair like she was for the second season, and all the Revenge Body cast was like posting, I wonder what this is about.
Right.
So, I mean, I was like, oh, okay, I put two and two together. Chloe was there. They've already started filming for season two, whether it's out or not, and the cast seems to think it's happening.
It's a good thing that, you know, it sticks for her because she had that, was it? Cocktails with Chloe before that.
Oh, God.
Everything
that
with Lamar and all that. It's just, you know, so good.
And I thought that would be amazing because she's such a good host. I feel like she has that personality to be a host.
She does, but it just feels like, you know, everybody's doing something like that. This is a little bit different.
They kind of took the power away from her and gave it to the producers because she even said, like, I wanted it to be fun, but then now they made me do all these little segments, and then they like, basically spent the whole time promoting the guests' projects and stuff, which touch on it, but then let's get into having fun. And I think Chloe didn't like that, and they were extended for 10 more episodes, and then they just said never mind, and then they cut him.
Well, that's then she was taking care of Lamar too at the time, true. So she she cut it short. Right.
That's true.
And now she's happy now in a new relationship, and it looks like it's going very well.
Yes, with Tristan.
We'll see.
We'll see. We had a discussion about this last week. I don't know. You're optimistic sometimes about it.
I mean, I because I'm Canadian, I believe he has that Canadian sensibility, but I just feel like she's jumping from one relationship to another.
Yeah.
And I'm really big on, you know, knowing yourself first.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like she needs to kind of do the work on why all these other relationships are failing, because there's only one common denominator. So I'm hoping she figured that, and maybe it'll work out. But
at the same time, I feel like... she is such a catch. Like, she's my favorite Kardashian ever. Since day one, she's been my favorite. And I feel like she's an amazing person. She's so nurturing. She's always kind of like the role model for her younger sister. She's always there for them. She's also always there to put people in check, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, very sarcastically, and she's very snarky. So I feel like she is a catch, but her problem is I feel like she goes after people who are already taken or already have issues. So when you say that, like, she's the common denominator, but maybe she's just choosing the wrong type of guy to be with.
I agree with you.
Which is, she's the common denominator.
Yeah.
Right.
That, like,
she
not that there's something wrong with her, but that she's not choosing someone who's a good fit for what she wants.
And I feel like she's always going after someone. She's even said it before where she feels like, I want to fix this person. I want to help them.
Yeah.
You know? So she goes after that stray
dog.
She goes after that stray dog. She's like, I want to bring him in and help him and make him a better person. And, and I see the good in everyone, but that can bite you in the butt sometimes because sometimes people don't want to change.
Yeah.
At least she acknowledges it, but the next thing is, you know, doing the steps to better.
Amen.
Better pickers as.
Amen. Well, that gets us into news and gossip.
Woo!
AfterBuzz TV News.
So this first one I really like. It's we have the photo here of the Hamptons where they had, you know, the Amazing Hamptons episode spinoff with Courtney and Scott, Chloe. I love it.
Me too.
The mansion has decreased its value a little bit. It's on the market. They're trying to sell it. It originally was going for $13.95 million. They brought it down now to 12.75, so like pretty much a whole million has been taken off of it. But guys, this is if you have all this money, go for it, guys. This is on the market right now.
Well, they're saying with the housing market that it's not. This is not a buying season just yet.
Okay,
they're waiting for the bubble to burst, and then so I think a lot of people, or at least that's what my rich friends are telling me. So I think a lot of people are just kind of waiting till everything goes down. So maybe they're just waiting for that right price in the.
I mean, wouldn't this be amazing if you had the money and you could buy a house that they literally spent so much time in?
I'll just take the guest house. Like, geez.
Right. Yeah. Right. I have a thing where I can't be in a house that's that big because it's a little too creepy.
That's
like,
true.
I need something a little bit more cozy.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It is pretty big. I mean, that's huge. But I get what you're saying because sometimes you want security, and having that small place makes you feel like you can kind of see and hear everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. I agree. Same. Next, we have Chloe. She went and had a spin cycle class for charity.
Mm-hmm.
It went to the Children's Hospital, and this was either today or yesterday.
Oh, where did she do it? Was it SoulCycle?
SoulCycle, yeah.
Beverly Hills, right?
I believe so, yeah. And Malika and Khadijah were there, I believe. Malika,
I love
yeah.
them.
Yeah, she's there.
And they just had so much fun, and they raised money for charity. Everyone who had a seat had to buy the seat, you know, to SoulCycle with her. Another picture, so cute. She got to meet fans afterwards, and she just seems to be so happy and so in a good place
it's
right
nice
now.
To give back. It's really nice to give back.
I thought you said sucks to give back. I'm like,
oh, what? No. It's really nice, especially when you're in that position, just to kind of give back, to almost acknowledge that you're blessed to essentially be a reality star. I mean, that was unheard of 30 years ago.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now giving back to something, like, I mean, that's really admirable.
I think she's a beautiful person inside
and
out.
I love her.
Yes.
I love her.
Yes. I absolutely adore her.
We do.
Another thing I want to talk about is, according to TMZ, which we said is usually a credible source, Momager Kris Jenner recently had a meeting with producer Harvey Weinstein in Los Angeles to pitch the potential primetime show of a animation series of the Kardashians.
Right. And that picture was actually done by TMZ staff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's awesome. I know you have some ties. I was.
Yeah.
I saw a little video of you.
Yeah. We both work for them.
Yeah, we both.
Oh, you do? No way. That's so cool. Yeah. I saw you on there one time. I think there was a clip, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's her. That's so cool. But yeah, I love that. I love the idea. I know it's crazy, but they even said that the entire family, excluding Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
I think the writers, if they get really, really great writers, the writers are going to make or break this.
Oh,
if it does go through, the writers are going to make or break this. And, it, you know, depending on the theme that they go with. So it's just going to really depend on the writers. It, almost like a, either do like a Simpsons writers or Family Guy type writing. So we'll see.
And Kim has done some animation. She's done voiceovers for cartoons before. So this wouldn't be her first rodeo since she has done that.
It would be their voices? Like they would come in the studio?
I don't think it would be their voices.
No. Well, that just sucks. Like that just made me like not
because
watch
I think they don't want it almost true to form. It would be better if it's, you know, them, but you know, they're gonna be doing crazier stuff, you know, different. I mean, you're gonna get a voice that's similar, but I don't think they're gonna do the voiceovers.
Dang.
That's very time consuming.
That is
very time consuming.
Also, if they want it to last years and years, maybe go with like younger voice actors so that it's like the Simpsons
involved.
And then they can
Lisa or Bart was a 40-year-old woman, so
what?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They had some weird voiceovers for
Bart,
the Simpsons.
Yeah, Bart was like a woman, and she's like in her 40s
that's
or something.
Crazy.
So.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Even if they're not voiceovers like the Kardashians, I definitely will believe that their name will be in the credits, and they will be getting a large chunk. That.
Because
they're using
their name and likeness.
Multiple streams of income.
The brand,
for
sure.
I love that. I do think that they would work very closely with it, though, because they wouldn't want to make it too like, oh, we're
campy.
So cool, you know, or even that too. But I feel like they wouldn't want them to kind of make fun of the Kardashians. I'm sure it will kind of poke fun a little bit, but they're not going to want someone to come in with a TV show and make them look bad.
Exactly.
So they will work.
But that actually might bring in other people who don't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like if they almost are self-deprecating, like how comedians are, that might bring in a whole nother audience, which, you know,
plays to a bigger audience.
Right, because now obviously you're going to have the people who watch everything on social media for the Kardashians, but then now they're hearing, oh, Kim does this crazy thing and she makes fun of herself, then people are going to want to see it.
That's true.
And if it's actually, like, funny, then it's a whole new demographic.
I could just see, like, animated Kim, like, taking nude selfies in the mirror.
That's really funny. I don't know if you guys have seen this. There actually have been, like, very similar to, like, Sims-like clips. There's like one that I think went viral on Instagram, and it's kind of making fun of Kim, Courtney, Chloe, and it is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're like, you guys should try the orange soda. I'll take a strawberry soda.
I cannot believe
it. And then the
dramatic
music.
Like, that's so,
so
rude.
Good. I love it. I hope it's anything like that, I would totally watch every single episode.
Maybe that's why Kris was like, oh my gosh, like that went viral. Let's do this. Like,
well, yeah, Kris is. Give it up to Kris, on top of it.
Kudos
definitely like businesswoman. I hope she once she kind of gets all her kids settled, which probably will never happen because she's always kind of working on new projects, but she can definitely open up a company.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And you know, have other people, you know, handle other celebrities.
Definitely.
We've seen that though. She tried to make that girl group work and then she got super duper time consumed and kind of let them kind of slide.
Right.
Yeah. She's an amazing
manager. Well, yeah, she needs to hire
though.
like a be the leader and then hire agents to do that. Like, she can't do it all herself. But
and maybe more, like, I know what you were saying, but you think maybe also clientele that is maybe more prestigious and, like, not just starting out, but, like, people who are big.
Like, mid-range, like, they're, you know, they might have one or two movies or an album or something. Starting from the bottom, from scratch, that's way more work.
Especially when she's got everyone here who's amazing and then having to try to go and be like, okay, I gotta help these people too. That could be hard.
Yeah.
Could be very hard. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. It was so much fun. We love talking to you guys about this show. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to give us a big thumbs up. Comment below. We love talking to you guys.
Please do.
And if you are listening to us on iTunes, make sure to give us a 5-star rating and leave a lovely review. We would love to read that on the show next week. And where can we find you guys on social media?
You can find me at TK Trinidad on everything, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Shout out to David. He was on the chat last week.
What's and
up, David? Hey, David.
Some psychic world medium. She kind of put some stuff on before we even started the show. So shout out to y'all.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you guys for watching.
And my name is Mina. You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
Hey.
Yes. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @Rach_Robillard.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. You can also catch my new talk show, Millennial Hollywood, on AfterBuzz TV's Popcorn Talk. We're going to go live this Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with very special guest, Megan Rinks, who is an Instagram model and also very successful, 2.5 million followers on YouTube. And she has a special announcement that she's going to announce. So you guys got to tune into that. Make sure to follow all of us on social media and check out our other after shows here at AfterBuzz. You can follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will talk to you next week, and we love you.
Ciao.
Hi.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.